WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wausau City Council is slated to consider adding a referendum to next spring's ballot. At an informal meeting on Monday, council members unanimously agreed to recommend adding a public safety referendum next April. It's aimed at saving 12 firefighter positions from being cut. Several members said they received negative feedback from their constituents about the referendum. District 5 Alder Aaron Greiner said it would be difficult to get the community to agree to a tax hike to support the positions.
As the finance director said, we have enough money to hold us on and keep all of these people employed for another year.
The 12 firefighter paramedic positions were funded through a federal SAFER grant and pandemic-era ARPA funds, which will run out in December of next year, creating a projected annual shortfall of around $1.4 million.
That is quite a lot of time for us to look at the budget, look to see where we can streamline operations, look where we can address fee schedules for our various other partners and other communities that we work with.
If the referendum fails, the city would either need to fund the positions through the tax levy or eliminate them. The ballot question must be finalized by January 27th. Last week, Mayor Doug Dinney released his own plan to keep 4 to 6 of the 12 firefighter positions in what he calls a, quote, veto-proof plan. He spoke on his plan at Monday's meeting.
So in order to keep several of these, as many as possible, and I think we could get closer to 6, and maybe some of the other issues we talked about, consolidating some other efforts within the city, we could incrementally get there.
The council is scheduled to vote on adding the referendum next week. At the same meeting, they are expected to vote on the city budget. Gas prices fell 4.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of $2.75. Melissa Kay has more.
This is 4 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 9.8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the drop in prices will be short-lived in the Great Lakes states. Refinery challenges will cause prices to rebound soon. They say the national average should hover in the low $3 range due to a snag at a California refinery and OPEC Plus announcing another boost to oil production for December. The national average could potentially decline slightly once refinery issues are resolved.
Social Security benefits are getting a cost of living increase. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The Social Security Administration announced that Social Security benefits, including old age, survivors, and disability insurance, and supplemental security income payments for 75 million Americans will increase 2.8% in 2026. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $56 per month starting in January. Over the last decade, the cost of living adjustment increase has averaged about 3.1%. The COLA was 2.5% in 2025. Nearly 71 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.8% COLA beginning in January 2026. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31, 2025. Social Security begins notifying people about their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December.
The village of Cronenwetter is asking residents to avoid flushing disposable wipes. In a community announcement, the village said a pump had to be pulled and unclogged on Sunday. They said the pump was packed with disposable wipes. The village is reminding residents products labeled flushable do not break down and should not be flushed, including the flushable wipes designed for toilets. This means wipes cause blockages and service problems and require expensive repairs. The Friends of Marathon County Public Library are hosting a book sale at the Wausau headquarters this week. Books, movies, games, and more will be available for purchase. Today, the sale welcomes members of the Friends group only from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Those interested in becoming a member can fill out an application online and bring it along or join on the spot. The sale is open to all on Thursday from 9:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The event will finish on Saturday with a $6 bag sale from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The State Department of Natural Resources Arbor Day tree planting initiative has begun. DNR is offering free tree seedlings to every fourth grade student in Wisconsin. Since 1984, every fourth grade student in Wisconsin has been able to receive a free tree seedling from state nurseries to celebrate Arbor Day in April. And according to a statement, DNR provides around 50,000 free tree seedlings annually to fourth grade students around the state. Wisconsin fourth grade principals, teachers, and homeschoolers can place seedling orders by completing the 2026 Arbor Day application on the DNR website by March 16th. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment for us. I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low dropping down to about 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s to right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.